Late last month, Luis Eduardo Guerra, his wife, and their 11-year-old son were brutally killed and dismembered. Guerra was the founder of San Jose de Apartado, a village that has been a Dane County sister city for 15 years. In 1997, the village declared itself a peace community, banning all weapons from the village. It also refused to cooperate with both the Colombian Army and guerrillas operating in the area. While it's not clear yet who killed Guerra, two members of the Dane County Board have drafted a resolution calling on Congress to cut off U.S. funds to the Colombian Army if it engages in human rights abuses. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk met Guerra during a 2000 visit to Madison. She says she'll sign the resolution if the board approves it.
His death is a tragedy on so many levels, and I think what good ought to come from this is just all of our renewed efforts for peace.
A spokesperson for the Madison-based Colombian Support Network, Cecilia Zarate-Laun, will lead a delegation to Colombia next month to investigate the murders. She says the sister city relationship can be an important one in promoting peace in war-torn areas.
It helps to the Colombian peace movement to see that officially people and local governments in the United States support peace with justice in Colombia and a negotiated solution to the conflict. So this is a very important step in both countries, here and there.
This most recent link between the impact of terrorism in the U.S. and Colombia comes just months after a delegation of families of the victims of the September 11th attacks met with terrorist victims groups from around the world in the Colombian capital of Bogota. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.